Geek Free Guide to Ranking Your Site in Google. Lesson number 5, Engagement and Traffic Query Data. First, the short answers. What is engagement and traffic query data? Engagement and traffic query data is just an overly technical way of asking, are people sticking around and interacting with my site? And am I making the most out of my presence in Google? How important is it? According to the 150 experts surveyed, engagement and traffic data scores a 6.5 out of 10 on the scale of importance for ranking in Google. What can I do to improve? You want your pages to really catch and hold people's attention so that they don't show up on your page and immediately click the back button. And you want the way your pages are listed in Google to also catch people's attention so you get a high click-through rate, known as CTR, from the search engine result pages. Now for a more detailed explanation of engagement. Let's say you're driving through a new town and decide you need a few items from the store. The first store you see looks great from the outside, so you pull in, park, and go in, only to find that the store is poorly organized and doesn't have much of what you need. What would you do? You'd leave quickly and go to the next store. You don't want your website to be like that store. Remember, it's possible to get the right kind of links and make your page content technically perfect so that Google thinks the content must be quality. But Google can't understand what it extracts from your site. It can only guess at the quality of a page based on the signals it finds there. So what will happen next is Google will put your pages into the search results because they appear to be good on a technical level, and watch to see what people do after they click through to your site. If a lot of people click through, but immediately click the back button and return to Google search results, Google makes the assumption, and rightly so, that the searcher didn't find what they were looking for on your page. That is, your page wasn't a good match for the search terms they typed into Google. You can probably guess what Google will do if that continues to happen. Yank your page from the search results for those keywords. That's why it's easier to get your pages to rank initially than it is to keep them in the rankings long term. You can fool Google because Google's a machine, but you can't fool real people, and people's failure to stick around on your site means that you won't fool Google for long either. Having a lot of people hit the back button quickly is called having a high bounce rate. The bounce rate is the percentage of people who leave immediately after landing on your page. You want that number to be as low as possible. To accomplish this, you need to make sure that your site is engaging and keeps people around for a long time. A few ways to do this are, 1. Use informational images, charts, graphs, and infographics. 2. Use engaging video. 3. Use related pages links below the primary page content. 4. Encourage user participation with comments or feedback. And 5. Use interactive elements on the page. Let's go through each one of those in a little more detail. Number 1. Use informational images, charts, graphs, and infographics. Informational images are a fantastic way to keep people around. People are generally very visually oriented. If they see a long article with no images, they'll go cross-eyed and say, "No way I'm reading all that." That results in a high bounce rate. But if you break up the content with large informational images, suddenly it's a different story. Showing people what you want them to know, rather than just telling them, makes it much easier on their eyes and on their brain. Charts, graphs, and especially infographics are wonderful teaching tools and keep people eating up your content. Liberal use of subheadings are good for this too, since they break up the page, making each chunk of content appear smaller and more easily digestible. Just make sure the subheadings use a larger font or a different color, or both, so that it clearly defines segmented areas of your content. Number 2. Use engaging video. Note the word engaging here. If you have video on the page, make sure it immediately grabs people's attention and keeps it all the way through. I know it annoys some people, but especially on product sales pages, I like to have the video start automatically. People can't help it. They're drawn into watching the video, even if they don't want to be. The human brain is wired to pay attention to movement, and video is all movement. But there are limits to how much of this people will take. While you want to captivate and engage them, if you make the video too long, people will click away after a while. Even if on a technical level the bounce rate stays low because the visitor stuck around for the first couple of minutes, you will have lost what could have been a repeat visitor and potential customer. Short, punchy videos generally work best, 5 to 10 minutes at the most, and only do 10 minutes if the video is broken into segments that cover different subtopics. Number 3. Use related pages links below the primary page content. When your visitor is done reading the content that kept their attention, give them somewhere else to go on your site that's related to what they just saw. Provide links to other pages of your site that cover a different aspect of the topic that they're clearly interested in. That's a great way to lower the bounce rate and increase a user's time on site. Number 4. Encourage user participation with comments or feedback. Good or bad, people love to share their opinions. Just read the news on any website that allows comments to see how true that is. So give your visitors a way to do just that. Encourage commenting, even if it needs to be moderated. Give them a feedback form or fill out a short survey to take about what they just read. Number 5. Use interactive elements on the page. By interactive elements, I mostly mean tools. If you have a page on getting a mortgage loan, for example, include a calculator on the page that lets the visitor see what their monthly payment would be at certain interest rates. If your page is on weight loss, give them a body mass index calculator. If you load these tools using JavaScript or an inline frame, an HTML iframe, then you can copy the tool onto all of the pages that are related to the same topic, and only have to make changes to the tool from one place. To quote Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek, and show how much of a geek I am, engage! Okay, now let me give you a more detailed explanation of traffic and query data. If engagement is what your store is like on the inside, then the traffic and query data tells you what your store looks like on the outside. You may have a wonderful selection of goods that are well laid out and the friendliest staff in town, but if your store doesn't draw people's attention from the outside, few people are going to stop in to see how awesome it is. Again, your site is the store, and how it appears in Google search results represents the outside look of that store to the people searching. Google Webmaster Tools will show you the queries that your pages are showing up for and what your click-through rate, again, CTR, is for those keywords. CTR is just a measure of what percentage of people who see your page actually click on the link in Google's results to visit it. Naturally, if your page shows up for a lot of keywords but nobody ever clicks on it, that does you no good. Even worse, if that happens for too long, Google may decide to pull your page from the results for those keywords because it's not improving the user experience. This again is where hitting all the signals that Google is looking for isn't enough. You may have your keywords at the start of your page title and in the meta description of the page, which Google will often show as the site description in the search results, but if that title doesn't grab a human being's attention, you're not doing yourself any favors. So make sure that you work hard to improve your page title and meta description. Use catchy wording, not boring technical language. Taking the time to study the art of copywriting will do you a world of good here. How to check your site for all these factors. Keyword Canine doesn't yet have a tool that ties into Google Webmaster Tools or Google Analytics, but that's slated for a future upgrade. For now, just make sure you're monitoring Google Webmaster Tools and Google Analytics and keeping track of your bounce rate, time on page, and query CTR. It's important to recognize that being technically awesome at ranking pages in Google is a fantastic skill to have, but you can't just stop there. You need to appeal to human beings at least as much as you appeal to Google's algorithms, because it's the people that will be buying from you or making your advertisers happy. Throughout this course, I highlight the use of Keyword Canine as the perfect tool to help you achieve your Google ranking success. Keyword Canine does it all for you: site health monitoring, keyword analysis, backlink analysis, rank tracking, long tail mining, keyword optimization, and more. You'll save hours out of your day every time you use it. This tool is seriously worth its weight in gold. There's nothing else like it on the market, especially for the price. So start your SEO efforts off on the right foot and get access to Keyword Canine at keywordcanine.com.